It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. And you're very welcome to today being episode number 855. Before I let you know what we want to talk about on this latest edition of Opinions Matter, I want to give a big shout out to our current show sponsors, Irish Tax Rebates. Now, Irish Tax Rebates is the tax agent that you can trust. It's Irish owned, with over 6,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot. Basically, you contact them at irishrebates.ie, fill out a simple application form, and try and get a tax rebate. Now, there are some questionable companies out there, aren't there, Jeremy?
Yeah,
who charging are, a fortune
who
for this exact service.
Customers, and I can tell you now that Irish Tax Rebates are not one of those companies. They charge 10%. That is their fee, 10% to do your hard work, basically, mm-hmm. because it is a lot of hard work claiming tax back. You just give them your details, let them do their hard work. If you're due a tax rebate, you will get the money back. If you're not, they won't charge you anything.
And based on a study that they did from rebates that they processed,
yep.
the average person is due a rebate of €1,092.
And I mean,
much better in your pocket than the tax man's.
I don't want to understate or overstate this, but 1,092, yeah?
It's a holiday.
Why did you just? I was about to say it. I was about to build it up and say.
Well, it is. It's a holiday.
Yes, that is a weekend away in Amsterdam.
A
or
weekend.
Paris.
You get a week's holiday in Spain for
okay,
that.
Well, use it for whatever you want, but it's better in your pocket. It's literally sitting there waiting for you.
Now, obviously, Irish Tax Rebates can't guarantee people a rebate of over €1,000, but from their work, the average rebate, as we said, is €1,092. So if you've paid tax in the last 4 years, contact irishtaxrebates.ie and see if you can get a tax rebate. And as we said, their charge is just 10% plus VAT. So, for example, if you got a rebate of €1,000, they will only charge 123, so it's €100 plus VAT is all that they will charge. So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? Hi, A and J. Can you talk about how stupid it is that I had to drive to Newry yesterday to buy fireworks to display out my back garden on Halloween? Why can't you get them down here? Stop treating us like kids, he said in a very brief message to us. And here's the question. I would love to hear from you on this. Our number is 085-825-2626. As you know, fireworks in the Republic of Ireland are illegal, with the exception of little sparklers. But everything else is illegal. All you have to do is drive up to Jonesboro or Newry or just cross the border, and as soon as you do, fireworks for sale, literally up the road.
I love Halloween. But I hate fireworks and bangers. They have ruined Halloween's my favourite time of year, as you know. But fireworks and bangers have ruined Halloween because if they were in the hands of responsible people, you'd say fair enough. But they're not. They're in the hands of little scumbags who are terrorising people. In fact, the first caller we're going to talk to, Tanya. This Tanya's story, she's a mother of a young son, and her story will put it all into perspective. Her son literally hid under his duvet crying because of fireworks.
Okay, so now my question is, should we not legalise, and in fact this is the...
No, we shouldn't. That's
the question that Robbie is asking. Should we legalise fireworks? Because, and I'll tell you why, you're saying it's been destroyed by fireworks, and sure, they're illegal. So, we've no control over what is being used in this country.
No, we shouldn't legalise them. If we legalise them, they're hard enough to get it as it is.
They're not hard.
Well, no, you have to go up north to get them, or you have to know somebody there. Like, they don't sell them on Henry Street anymore. Get your bangers €5. Those days are gone.
Point is, having them illegal is achieving nothing.
The estate next to me has been like bloody Baghdad for the last month. We can't let our cats out. They're absolutely terrified. My son is terrified because I'll tell you the story in a second, but I want you to hear Tanya's. I want every single person who believes that fireworks are harmless to listen to Tanya's story.
Tanya, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Tanya?
Not too bad, yourself.
Good, thanks, Tanya. Well, Tanya, tell us your story.
So this has been an ongoing battle here for the last couple of years, but last year was brutal, but sure, they've started again now already. And I have three sons. My two youngest have autism, as well as other complications, but we'll just focus on autism. And the way that the fireworks affect them is, last night alone, my seven-year-old was under the duvet, shaking and crying and terrified. While in the other bedroom, I had my four-year-old crying until 3 o'clock this morning because they were letting the fireworks off outside of our house.
And can I ask what part of the world this is?
Offaly.
In Offaly. Okay. So, yeah. You know, a lot of people associate this rubbish at Halloween time and the run-up to Halloween with Dublin, but this isn't even in Dublin. This is in Offaly.
Yep. And this will go on for the next 2, possibly 3 months. It won't stop. It'll be every night continuous. I have put in numerous complaints. I'm not usually one to complain, but it affects my kids the way it's affecting them. I will scream from the shout from the rooftops to anybody that will listen to me to say this needs to stop.
Okay, so who have you spoken to? Who have you gotten on to? The guards or the council?
The guards and the council, both, yeah.
And nothing has been done?
Nothing has been done.
In fact, you're the second person. I'm going to be talking to a woman in a while who has said the exact same thing, that she has rang the guards and the guards have done absolutely nothing.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like, I wish people could actually see the effect of what they think is so much fun to them, but the actual effect that it's having on people, children, animals, it's disheartening and it's very, very frustrating.
Okay, so describe to me, Tanya, if you will, the effects that this has had on your child or your children.
Well, for one, we can't go out at Halloween trick-or-treating like, you know, your typical average family, let's say, because they're so terrified of the fireworks. And then when they're going to bed, my seven-year-old, he's got a little bit of speech and he'll say, will there be fireworks tonight? And he'll already be shaken before he even gets to bed. So his sleep then is disturbed because he's afraid that the fireworks are going to go off. And even I think it was more frustrating yesterday, especially last night, because he'd had an awful day. And he'd been getting tests done in Dublin. He was exhausted and he needed that sleep, but he didn't get that sleep. I couldn't even send that child to school today, because he was so exhausted. You know, there's ramifications. These people don't think of this.
That is awful. That is absolutely awful what your children are going through. Let me ask you then the question, and this is this goes back to the guy Robbie who contacted us in the first place, and he's basically saying, why can't we get fireworks down here? It's ridiculous. Now, the fact of the matter is that having fireworks illegal achieves nothing because they're as widespread as they would be if they were legal.
Yeah, it's true.
So, unfortunately, should they be made legal so that we have some control over their sale and distribution?
I don't think there still even would be a level of control, because I think people, no matter what, are just going to do what they want. And, you know, regardless of consequences, they're going to do whatever they want. I really just couldn't see it making a difference. But I just wish there was more awareness and people, you know, thought of the repercussions of that. You know, I understand Halloween night, I get that. But whatever about the month before and the month after, come on, really, like, there's just no fairness in it.
Okay, well, do me a favour, stay there for one second. I'm really sorry to hear what your children have gone through. And obviously, you're dreading the winter months.
Oh, God, I really am. It's so unfair on them. It breaks my heart. But even, I won't lie, there was fireworks going off here in the summer. Now, I went running after them. And now, listen, I'm not a small girl. And I was going down the street because my kids were playing in their backyard and screaming from the fright that they had gotten from the fireworks yet again. And this is in the summer. But so now I know it's just going to continue to get worse and worse now.
But Tanya, Adrian wants them legalised because he thinks that by legalising them, we'll have less on the streets, which is absolutely
ridiculous. No, that's not what I said.
That's only going to make matters worse.
At no point did I say that. What I've said...
But then there's no other argument for legalising them.
That we have some control over what is being sold in the Irish market. That's why. Because there's any old shite that's been sold on the streets.
No, a firework is a firework.
No, it's not.
I don't.
Some of them are are cheap, horrible imitations from China and places like
I
that.
I don't care if someone ends up with a horrific injury because they used a firework. That's you play with fire, you get burnt.
The point I'm trying to make is at least there is some control over who's selling them.
No, there's not.
You won't want to buy them off some dodgy git on the street if you can buy them in a shop.
Your argument is ridiculous because the fireworks that are being bought...
No, I'll tell you why it's not ridiculous. Because I can literally be... Yeah. At a fireworks shop in half an hour from this studio.
No, the point is, the fireworks that terrorised Tanya's kids. Did you listen to her story?
Yes, I did, obviously.
Someone's crying. The fireworks that terrorised her children, were bought legally in a shop.
Okay. Where?
In Jonesboro.
You don't know that.
Well, where else did they come from?
They could have been imported from anywhere.
Most of them come from the north. So... If that shop, it's only geography you're talking about here, Adrian.
Yeah, but it's pointless geography. This is the point I'm trying to make.
Legalising the fireworks would still not solve Tanya's problem.
Okay, so what do we achieve by having them illegal? Nothing. Absolutely diddly.
It makes it a bit more difficult.
It doesn't make it any more difficult.
Yeah, well, it does.
Tanya, stay there for 1 second if you can, please. Our number is 085-825-2626. You can send us a WhatsApp or a WhatsApp voice note to that number. 085-825-2626. Send us a WhatsApp voice note with your opinion. Should we legalise fireworks in the Republic? 085-825-2626 is our number. Cian, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Cian?
Hello, not too bad, lads. What's the crack?
Well, Cian, what do you want to say on this?
I think it's all a bit crazy. I mean, like, you talk about legalising bombs. Like, are you mental? It's got a fuse. It's got black powder, a form of gunpowder. It's got a shell. It's basically a mortar with sparkles.
I'm aware of what they are.
Yeah.
My argument is, having them illegal... in this state, achieves nothing. Nothing.
No, yeah, I can understand. They're still being bought. They're still being passed around. But do you think that legally making them legal? I mean, we have licenses. You can buy them legally if you get a license.
Okay, but very few people. I'm going to be talking to somebody who looked into this whole area of getting a license. Not the easiest thing in the world to get.
No, but yeah, of course. Do you want a license for a bomb? You're asking the government for a license to a bomb. Of course, it's not.
Okay, but answer me the question, and this is really what this comes down to, in my opinion.
Yeah, go for it.
What are we achieving by having fireworks illegal in this state?
Okay, no, yeah, fair enough. Well, here's the thing. As it is, it's already hard to get them. Now, but I think if you make them legal, you're going to have shops that make them easier to access. You're going to have people buying them. There's 15-year-olds walking around with vapes. Now, they're illegal for under 18s, but they're still getting them, which means there's going to be shops selling fireworks to children. So what you've done is just open the floodgates for children to have access to bombs.
But they have it anyway. All you have to do is drive around our streets.
Children don't have a license.
No, they don't have a license. Of course they don't, but they have... they're getting them.
Yeah, true. Some arsehole who doesn't give a shit.
Because...
And that's what you're going to do.
Hang on, the arseholes who don't give a shit are the ones that are bringing them in and are selling them to kids. So we have no control. Hang on, we have no control on the sale or distribution of fireworks, or who's selling them to kids. We have no control over that.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, you're completely right. We don't have control, but I don't think legalizing it makes it any better. But I will agree with you. Like, it's one of those grey areas. Like, what do you do? Legalizing it might make it worse, or keeping it illegal keep the same problem.
If you listen to Tanya's story, I don't think anything could make it worse than it is at the moment in terms of...
Oh, no, it could. If you were, as soon as you ran out of fireworks, those young fellas are terrorising Tanya's kids, yeah? It's probably a bit more difficult for them to get them. If they were able to run down to their local centre...
They run down to their local scumbag who brings them down from the north.
No, listen.
Jeremy, don't be so naive. There are people bringing them into this country on an industrial scale. How do you think so many of them are going off?
Okay, but you want to see heroin legalised? No,
well, that's a conversation.
Yeah, there you go.
That's a conversation for another day.
Do you? No, you don't.
I think we should have a conversation about it. Yeah, but that's another day's conversation. The point I'm trying to make is that you're saying having them in shops will make them easier available. They couldn't be any more easily to get your hand on.
Well, they could. I couldn't get them in the next.
Okay, wait. Can I jump in for a second?
Yes,
right?
Go on, Ken. Yeah.
Let me use an extreme example, complete outlier. But let's look at this topic, right? Another topic you probably have. guns in America are legal. Children can buy it, can walk into some dickhead and buy an AR. Now, they've also got a legal market to it there where children can't buy the AR. But the same thing is, though, that children still can't get their hands on these things. So, yes, there is a legal system preventing minors from getting access to these things. However, they are still able to get the access. And at that stage, they are made better, they have higher functionality, and they will have more deathly damage. That's what we're talking about there. They are pristine killing machines, those guns. They are legal. The illegal ones, yeah, of course, you know, you might lose a finger or two, but as Jeremy said, if you play with fire and you get burned, don't come crying to me.
Okay, so you see no need.
Still able to get their
okay,
hands.
You see no need at all for us to legalize fireworks. Just make it a little bit more inconvenient so that people have to drive up to Newry.
I see a small need, but they're like the, how do I put this? The intelligence of some of these people who like things that go boom, boom, aren't responsible enough to have them properly. I think if you legalize them, you're going to make them up, but who's not smart enough to get a connection to be a scumbag or not smart enough to get a train up to Nervy, just be able to buy one randomly.
And I think the point that I'm trying to make, and Jeremy, you recall, we spoke to a guy a number of years ago on the radio who was the most unscrupulous prick I've ever spoken to, who brings in fireworks. Who brings in fireworks and he'll sell them to anybody. And he didn't give a shit.
He'd sell them to your toddler.
And there are people like Gaz all over Dublin City. Okay, yeah. They just want to make money out of fireworks. Okay?
Yeah. But
you need to take him out of the picture altogether.
No, he'd still be in there. Okay,
he'd still be there, though.
Yeah,
he'd still be there.
It won't be worth his while because people are just able to rock up to a shop and buy them.
In the same way, Adrian, that when people were selling illegal cigarettes on the streets, people were still buying them in the shop. So it doesn't make any difference to it. There's this belief as well, and there's a different conversation from another day, that if you legalise drugs tomorrow, that if every drug was legal tomorrow, if you could buy a shot of heroin in Marks and Spencer's tomorrow, that drug dealers would completely disappear. They wouldn't. They would undercut the shops. Anywhere there's money to be made out of illegal activity, it will still happen. So you're so naive, Adrian, if you think that if they start selling black cats in the local centre store that dodgy fireworks sellers wouldn't exist anymore. That's bullshit.
They do them out of business.
No, they can't even dodgy.
Hang on, go over to Liverpool, where you can buy fireworks in every bloody shop.
Yep.
You don't buy them illegally on the streets because you don't need to.
You don't know that. You don't know that.
I'm telling you, you don't.
You don't live there.
There isn't that culture of illegal fireworks selling because they've never had to sell them illegally. Let me go to Dave. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Dave?
That's a crack, lads.
Well, Dave, do we need to at least have a conversation about legalising fireworks?
Yeah, I wouldn't necessarily go, let's legalise fireworks and sell them in the shops. I think that's a really fucking bad idea, you know, because people will go crazy and you will have young lads, even if they're not 18, or even if you put an age limit of 25 or 30 to buy them, they will find someone to buy them for them and they will act the fucking gobshite.
Okay, but the point I'm making here is they're doing that anyway.
No, I know they're doing that anyway, but a lot of young fellas that are dicking around with fireworks at the moment are being kind of, I wouldn't say cautious about how to use them, but eventually they'll run out. You know what I mean? But if you can buy them in your local centre, we're basically giving them an unlimited supply. What I would prefer to see myself would be to give people down here an avenue in which they can buy them. Like, I would quite happily spend the money, do a couple of training courses if I had to. Like, if I want to get a gun, you know, you have to go do a one-day course to pay for your license, all that stuff. I prefer to see that kind of a thing brought in so the likes of myself can actually go off and do them at Halloween. Like, I have fireworks every... I haven't gone without fireworks at Halloween, I'd say, since I was about 8 years old. I've never had an accident. I am fully aware of the dangers of fireworks. I never turn a firework at anybody. I do it off.
And that is fantastic. So with that in mind, why should you not be able to buy fireworks?
Well, see, and that's the problem. You see, once upon a time, I looked into going down the avenue of getting a license, and you're dealing with the Department of Justice, and you more or less have to kind of be in with people who do pyrotechnics displays. Now, I live in the arsehole of fucking nowhere. There's no one around who's into that kind of stuff. But I don't see why we can't give people the option of, you only use fireworks. You have to prove to us that you are responsible with fireworks. that you're not going to be an idiot and that we can give them to you. Because I genuinely have friends that when I'm letting them off, you stay the fuck over there because they're stupid. Because some people see a firework and they're like, oh, look at this thing. And they light it and they'll try to, a perfect example, my best mate burned the face off himself one day because he decided to light a rocket and let it out of his hand. He didn't realize the top of the rocket was like a ball the size of your fist. Burned the face off, clean off it because he was being an idiot. And you will have more of that around Halloween. You will, because some people are just fucking dumb.
Absolutely.
So,
but my point is, my argument is, those dumb arseholes who are flinging around fireworks are there anyway. They're causing mayhem anyway.
I know, but there are still barriers in place to stop them from getting their hands on.
Yeah, but hang on, Dave. What are those barriers? 50 miles up the road?
Yeah, well, okay, but right. I know Dublin, you know, yous are, half an hour up the road. Well, fair enough.
I could be in a fireworks store 40 minutes after walking out of this studio. 40 minutes.
Yeah. See, for the likes of me, you're talking a 3-hour drive. The likes of someone in Cork, Limerick, Kerry, do you know what I mean? Like, I know, like, Dublin, because of your proximity to the north, it's easier for you to get them. And now, to be fair, I don't have to go to the north anymore. I know a guy who brings them down for me.
Well, there you go. Isn't that exactly the point that I'm trying to make here? All it does is slightly inconvenience us.
Doesn't slightly inconvenience you. Okay. See, I'm able to get them because I know a guy and I give him a shopping list and I give him a few pounds for doing it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But that's me. And, like, I will have our entire estate around watching our fireworks. Now, you imagine
let me ask you another question then. Okay, so everyone in your estate will come and watch the fireworks that you're going to be letting off. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yes. And how often have the guards arrived to arrest you for doing this?
Not once.
Because there you go. So my point is our laws are pointless. Absolutely pointless.
They're not pointless because the reason the guards have never been called is because there's never been an incident. The guards have been called on other people before.
No, but Dave, what you're doing is illegal. Having them in your possession, using them for display, that is all illegal. But yet, the guards have done nothing to you. So the point I'm making is that the laws that we even have in place aren't even being enforced. So what is the point in having them?
Well, you see, but we have had the guards out around here before because we've had fucking Egypt teenagers lighting them and throwing them at cars.
You're not getting what I'm trying to say here. You are breaking the law as much as those scumbag teenagers.
I am breaking the law, but the difference between me and those scumbag teenagers is I am putting on a display responsibly. I'm keeping people a certain distance away. I'm not picking up the fireworks that's gone out.
Without a license, you're doing all of that. And that's grand. By the way, I've no problem with that. My issue here is that we have laws in place that aren't being enforced. So what's the point in having them?
Andrew, we have fucking laws for everything in this country that aren't enforced. But what I'm trying to say to you is making them completely legal. Like, Irish people, we don't have fucking control of ourselves. If fireworks were legal here, if I could walk out to my local Centra or into my local Tesco's and buy fireworks, I can guarantee you right now, the likes of Limerick City, Tipperary Town, to be like the invasion of Baghdad
they are anyway.
They're not as bad as they could be, though. They're not. They could be a hell of a lot worse.
Okay, so Dave, you could be fined up to 10 grand and face 5 years...
A year and a half in jail.
Face 5 years in jail for doing what you do. That is the law, which, I mean, it's a very hefty offence, a very hefty penalty. Yeah. And yet, this is what I'm trying to explain here, yet the guards haven't even said boo to you for doing what you do.
Because they've never been called on me, but they've been called on other people I know. They've been around the village where I live at Halloween time.
Okay.
You
find me anybody who has been fined 10 grand and spent 5 years in prison for having fireworks.
I know people coming out over the border that have been like stopped by the guards and the guards have taken half their fireworks off and let them off.
And they bring the fireworks home to their own young fellas.
See, David, it's just not getting through to Adrian today. And what I'm trying to say is, and I'm sure you'll agree, Dave, is it's bad at the moment. The fireworks started going off in our area, I'd say, it was the end of August nearly. This fireworks start to get going off and it's been getting progressively bad to the point that it's now like Baghdad at the moment. Now, That's the way the situation is, Adrian, with them being illegal in Ireland, okay? So the situation is awful with them being illegal. If you made them even easier to get, yeah? If you made them
They
even,
can't be any easier well, to they, get, but anyway,
well,
go on.
Well, of course they can. That's ridiculous.
Is it right that somebody like Dave could face 5 years in prison and a 10 grand fine for being a responsible human being?
No, because he's not going to.
But I won't.
He won't. That's not going
to
happen.
So what's the point in having the laws then?
To make it more difficult for gobshites. Dave isn't a gobshite.
Angela. Yeah, but Dave still falls into the same category as gobshites. He's doing something illegal. He's doing something as bad by law as the little scroats throwing things at...
Yes, he's doing these equally, but he's not doing it in an irresponsible way.
Angela is annoyed at me. You can send us a WhatsApp to 0858252626 like Angela did.
Hi, guys. Angela here. Oh, my God, Adrian, I really can't believe what you're saying, that make them legal. So what, we make fireworks legal here. They can be set off every day of the week. Every week of the year? Every year? Like, okay, it's only now and then and again. And Jesus, my poor dogs. And I'm so sorry, Tanya. I never thought about the poor kids out there. I was just thinking of my dogs. But kids. Kids having to listen to this and are scared shitless of them. As Tanya said, are crying and shaking under the bed. And you want to legalise them here so people can stock up on them and let them off every night of the week, every day, everything. Yeah, all through the year. Jesus Christ, it's bad enough having them around this and then New Year's Eve. It's just ridiculous. Keep them up the north. Don't make them legal down here. It just makes it so much harder to get them.
It's Ireland's most talked about podcast, the only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Fergus, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Fergus?
Yeah, not too bad, not too bad. Yeah, no, I just put a message in there in relation to the fireworks. I mean, like, you know, I remember 20, 30 years ago myself heading into, like, let's say, Henry Street when I was in secondary school. No problem getting fireworks even then. So I'm not surprised that it's still exactly the same right now, you know?
And this is the argument that I've been trying to put forward here. I'm being ignored. And that is that having them illegal does nothing. It does nothing to the little scroats that are throwing off fireworks at people. It does nothing to the responsible people like Dave putting on his fireworks display. It does nothing to people importing them into the country from the north or wherever. It does nothing except encourage people to buy fireworks on the street from God knows who. That's all it does. So I just don't see how having them illegal achieves anything. Do you?
No, to be honest, I agree with you, to be honest, on this one. I mean, if it's legal, you mean they're going to get, you know, I mean, they're illegal now. You mean if they were legalized? I mean, look, I don't think it's going to increase the level of fireworks in the street.
Sure, it couldn't.
You know?
It couldn't because it's so widespread as it is.
No, exactly. I mean, every year it's exactly the same. Around here, we'd say around August, as one of the callers was saying, it just starts up. I'm not saying it's like Beirut by any means, but I mean, it's like... you know, a couple of fireworks here and there. But of course, on Halloween night, it's going to be, you know, practically like Beirut, you know. But I mean, if they were legalized, I really can't see such an increase. Maybe on New Year's Eve, or they're not going to be letting them off every day. I mean, they cost money at the end of the day. You know?
Absolutely. And yeah, they're not free. No matter where you buy them, they're not free. But
how are all these scumbags in rundown estates getting their hands on them? And if they're...
Because they're buying any old shite off God knows who, and they're bringing them in from God knows where.
But I don't want... I hate the lead up to Halloween because of the amount of fireworks go off. I'd hate that to be happening every night of the week. I'd end up cracking up.
You just heard what Fergus said. There's a limited amount of money that people have for these things.
No, scroats have money for everything.
Those scroats still are there. They're still there. And as Fergus said, years ago he was able to... Where did you say you were able to buy them, Fergus?
Yeah, I was up at like when I was in school, secondary school, like everybody used to just head in down Henry Street. It was just the way everybody did that, you know, and I had no problem getting fireworks.
I did it myself, yeah.
You know what I mean? So it was like rampant back then. So look, I'm not surprised. I mean, look, at the end of the day, somebody says you can go up the north anyway and get the fireworks. So, I mean, look, most people aren't going to do that. They're just going to head into town, get a couple of fireworks and let them off. But then again, as you say, there's going to be other people who are going to be letting them off all the time. Like, I suppose that's what we're hearing.
And those people are there anyway, whether they're legal or illegal. Jess sent us this voice note.
Hi lads, how are you? For me personally, I love the fireworks on Halloween and I love them at New Year's. I have a 3-year-old at home and a 1-year-old, and as you know, I'm living up in Stepside, and we've had a couple of teenagers around the area. You know, they're not messers, they're not little scroungers, they're decent young fellas, but when they are doing the fireworks, they do let them off in the fields, they won't let them off in the estates. And they've been letting them off for the last couple of nights. Now, I don't have a problem with it, and they don't seem to be bothering anybody. But my two kids have been out the window every night this week looking for the fireworks. They absolutely love them. So I think for them to be taken away from people that actually love them is very unfair. I do think they should be made legal. I don't think it's the fireworks that are the problem. I think it's the gobshites that don't know how to handle them properly or handle them in a dangerous way. But yeah, that's a great topic now.
All right, I totally agree with you, Jess. Thanks very much, Lee, for your message.
Voted Irish Current Affairs Podcast of the Year. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Now, Claire has been on to us. She sent us this WhatsApp voice note. She's very angry. Have a listen to this.
Hi, Claire here. I am absolutely fucking fuming. Is she actually saying it's all right to throw this shit at an animal, at a cat? I'm actually fuming. I am shaking. The pure fucking torture that bangers and fireworks are doing to my dog right now is actually inhumane. Fuck making them legal. The ramifications and consequences of people using them need to be way harsher. I'd go to the fucking border myself and check cars, because what's this doing to my dog, let alone people's children and elderly people? My dog is shaking from toe, from nose to fucking tail. He shakes so hard he has panic attacks. It nearly looks like he's having a fucking fit. And to anyone saying, bring him out and let him hear the fireworks, use CBD oil. I have done everything. I have spent hundreds of euros on this dog. I have lay on the bathroom floor with this dog for hours while he absolutely trembles. God only knows what it's doing to his heart. Make them legal. Fuck right off. I swear to God, if I even was brave enough to go out onto the street and confront these people. But of course, I'm not going to do that either, because God knows what would fucking happen to me. I'm actually disgusted.
I'm going now to Hannah. You're on Opinions Matter. Hiya, Hannah.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good, thanks, Hannah. Well, what did you want to say on this? We're talking about fireworks and whether or not the law in this country is ridiculous, having them illegal, that we should legalise them.
I mean, me personally, I don't have an issue with fireworks themselves. Once, obviously, you know, it's in a controlled environment. But I have a problem with people who have fireworks who don't know how to use them properly. On the 23rd of September 2017, it was a Saturday morning, and myself and my three dogs were out on a walk, and a couple of young lads a good bit in front of us lit a firework through it, and it landed beside one of my dogs and exploded. I actually spoke to you guys about this. I think you were on 98 FM or something a good few years ago, a few days after it happened. I put it up on Facebook. It was shared nearly 1,300 times. You know, nearly 600 comments from people saying, like, this is horrendous, blah, blah, blah. And that's the problem that I have, is people that don't know how to use them properly. They throw them at animals. They think it's hilarious. And I'm like, I still live with the impact of that now, as does my dog. One of the most traumatizing things anybody can witness, especially as a dog owner. It's horrendous.
And the argument that I've been making, I agree, I couldn't agree more than and what everybody is saying about irresponsible users of fireworks. These gobshites that will do that sort of thing to people, to animals and everything else. But my argument is that those absolute morons are there anyway, unfortunately. I don't think legalizing fireworks will get rid of them, but I don't think having fireworks illegal will get rid of them either, because it's not. It's doing nothing. It achieves nothing whatsoever.
No, definitely. It doesn't achieve anything. But, like, look, I love fireworks. I love looking at them. I think they're...
And so do I, yeah. And so do most of us.
When they're used in the correct way, they're beautiful. You know, in the estate that I live, they have a fireworks display, you know, every Halloween on the green. You know, there's like a barrier put around kind of all the men that are lighting the fireworks and stuff. So I have no problem with it like that. But it's just the scroats that don't know how to use them and think it's hilarious, you know, to throw them at other people's animals. And my argument is, well, how would you feel if I did that to you? if I did that to your dog, you'd be the first person to knock on my door. Do you know, you never know.
Okay, so even though you've been a victim of irresponsible use of fireworks, you're still not necessarily against the idea of legalizing them to have some control over how they're sold and distributed.
No, I'm definitely not against fireworks. Like I said, I think they are absolutely stunning when they're used properly, you know, especially with young kids and stuff, to see them at Halloween. Like, and it is amazing to see, but, you know, I just don't know where you draw the line between owning them correctly and just being an asshole about it.
All right, stay there for a second. I want to go to, that is the grey area, how you control arseholery. And the law, unfortunately, at the moment, does nothing.
No, in the same way, when it comes to alcohol, 80% of people who drink alcohol are fine. 20% become arseholes and end up fighting and stuff like that. So you can't account for arseholery. But I just know that if fireworks did become as available as a packet of sweets in the shops, places like Cherry Orchard, Ballyfermot, Killinard
would be any worse than they already are.
They would. They'd be war zones.
They are war zones anyway. Did you listen to the podcast about Finglas a few weeks ago? Bloody nightmare for the residents in the area. So it is that way anyhow. Law or no law? Let me go to Lauren. You're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Lauren.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, thanks, Lauren. What do you want to say on this?
Yeah, no, I was never a big fan of fireworks, even as a kid. I was just terrified of lighting them, but I still enjoyed, you know, the fun and memories I have with my friends and stuff. I definitely think that they should be made legal, 100%. I think that, I don't see it making it any worse. I find it would make it a little bit better. I think that when, you know, when something's illegal, people want it more.
And I couldn't agree more. It is the forbidden fruit. Fireworks are...
100%.
Fireworks are... Like alcohol is to a 15-year-old, it's illegal, you're not allowed to do it. It's forbidden fruit. It is, Jeremy.
You're contradicting yourself. You said you could buy them anywhere now, and now you're saying they're forbidden fruit.
Because they're illegal. Having that title that label on them makes it all the more exciting. Oh, we're doing something illegal.
Yeah, 100%, because I know that's how it was even growing up. You know, it was the forbidden fruit. Like, and I just... feel that it would just make things. I know, look, you're never going to please everybody. There's always going to be animals and whatever else. They're always going to be at home, and they're never going to change. But I just think it would make life a whole lot easier if they were available and people could just get them. And then they're not going to be, you know, desperate to get them if they're around.
Yeah,
anywhere.
Because it's not such a big deal anymore.
Jeremy, like I was
saying earlier on, you can, if you live in certain estates around town, you can get them no problem at all, yeah? And you're buying it off the local scumbag who brought them down from Uri or whatever the case may be.
Yeah.
It takes all of that out of the equation if you legalise them and it's sold in your local spar shop.
It's not going to happen. You think the scumbags
with an age of 18?
No, scumbags will always make money where money is to be made.
Okay, tell me, in one sentence, what does our law that has fireworks illegal achieve, if anything? Tell me what it achieves.
It minimises the damage and the disruption caused by them. Thank you.
Minimises the damage?
Yeah, and disruption.
But it's not doing a very good job at minimising the damage because the city is like a bloody war zone every year.
You asked me to answer the question. I answered the question one second.
But it doesn't minimise any damage.
But it does.
Nobody. Lauren, would you agree it minimises the damage? Having them illegal minimises the damage?
Yeah, like, I mean, is up the north? Is it like, what's it like up there?
No, actually, there's something for you.
I've never been up the north for Halloween.
There's something for you. Go up to Newry one of the nights before Halloween,
and
you won't see anything like you see in Dublin. You won't.
Yeah, go up in July and you'll see bonfires
everywhere.
That's
different. That's different. All right, Lauren, thanks very much indeed for your call. Great to hear from you. And let me squeeze in one final WhatsApp voice note from... Sarah Jane.
Both them out there, how does she feel about putting a child that has an intellectual disability there? Like, how would she actually feel if one of her children was like that and with the bangers going off? How would she feel? Or, by the mouth on her, obviously, she hasn't got a brain cell there to understand, basically.
Thank you very much indeed, Sarah Jane.
It's great when you hear the show on in the background. We actually got a video sent to us the other day from what part of the world was it?
Spain somewhere.
From Spain. And someone we know was on holidays in Spain and they were sitting down on their balcony, as you do.
Yeah,
sitting down on their balcony and the balcony next to them were blaring
Opinions Matter.
Opinions Matter podcast. Isn't that brilliant?
It is brilliant. By the way, if you enjoy this podcast, please share it onto your own social media so that other friends and family can see that those lads, Adrian and Jeremy, are still around. They haven't gone away, you
like
know.
Like the IRA.
Yet, well, they're kind of gone. But we haven't gone. So Adrian and Jeremy haven't gone away, you know. So let people know that we do this podcast called Opinions Matter. We release an episode every weekday right throughout the year. Just before we go, I want to give a shout out to our current show sponsors, Irish Tax Rebates, the tax agent you can trust. Irish owned with over 6,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot. If you think that there might be some tax that you can claim back, claim your tax back today, visit irishtaxrebates.ie now and fill out their simple application form. No rebate, no fees. So what are you waiting for? Visit irishtaxrebates.ie right now. Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy.
Yes.
If you enjoyed it, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the little bell icon on Spotify, and that way you'll get a notification each and every time we upload a new podcast. I'm Adrian, he's Jeremy. Thank you for listening to Opinions Matter, and we'll catch you on the next one.